And it is I, Bill Buckmaster. Hello, everybody, along with Ray Allen. Ray's producing and engineering our show on the other side of the glass. Together, we welcome you to Buckmaster on this midweek edition, February 24th, 2016. A very full hour of content, as usual. We'll begin with U.S. Senator John McCain, followed at 12:30 by world-renowned astronomer and comet discoverer Dr. David Levy, and we'll end the hour with a preview of Friday's Ages in Stages Expo, sponsored by the Pima Council on Aging. The Buckmaster Show live line open for you at 790-2040 for your calls, questions, comments, suggestions. We invite you also to become a friend of ours on Facebook. In addition, you can follow us on Twitter. To the live line we go in the nation's capital. Senator McCain, how are you today?
Well, it's an interesting day, Bill. As you know, the president sent over his, quote, plan, which was not a plan, to close Guantanamo, and it is dead on arrival in for several reasons. One of them is that it does not outline the procedures for where they would go. It does not have any plan for how they would be treated once they're there. It has no plan for what we do in the future if we capture, in which we will, terrorists. And, of course, it doesn't have a plan for how they will be allowed under certain areas of supervision. In other words, it's an 8-page document, 7 pages rehash the past, and 1 page full of platitudes. And even the liberal media is now saying that it's mainly a campaign promise gesture that the president made back in 2008 rather than a real serious proposal.
Senator McCain, can anyone stop Donald Trump at this point?
Well, I'm not sure, Bill. I'm not, frankly, very good at predicting, particularly at this very unusual time. But I'm sure that Rubio and Cruz are out there working hard. But you have to really look at the numbers, and that is that Trump has now amassed a string of victories, which is very impressive. And if he does this well with this next round, which is a large number of states, as you know, then I think it would be very hard to for anyone to overtake him.
Maybe, just maybe, the Donald finally says something so outrageous, so politically radioactive that it torpedoes his candidacy. But I just don't see that happening, do you?
I think he said so many things that are, you know, beyond any normal rules. You know, when he imitated the media person that had a physical disability, I, in my life, I never thought that something like that would be possible, and many other things he said and done. But I know because you have an excellent show, and you hear a lot of your listeners. You know, there's a lot of Americans who are very unhappy. Millions of Americans have stopped looking for work. Many Americans, including in Pima County and Tucson and Phoenix and around our state, have not seen any real improvement in their lives. While what we know of as the middle class has actually shrunk some, and that has struck a responsive chord with Donald Trump, and obviously he's been very good at it.
What about your own support? You have said that you would support whoever the Republican presidential nominee mm-hmm. is. Are you having second thoughts about that? Could you ever foresee yourself not supporting the nominee?
No, I'm my best service can be to the party and whoever the nominee is as president. I believe that I have a position and knowledge, particularly on armed services, that in this most dangerous times, that I think I can help shape our national security. The director of national intelligence testified before the Armed Services Committee 2 weeks ago and said there would be more attacks on the United States of America, that we have more conflicts and more crises in the world than any time since the end of World War II. I think that my knowledge and expertise would help whoever our nominee is, and so we could be prepared for the next administration, because I promise you this, Bill, things are not going to get better anytime soon.
It seems to be, Senator McCain, the year of the political outsider. I assume you're taking this challenge by former state senator Kelly Ward, Dr. Kelly Ward, taking this very seriously.
Well, I've taken every campaign very seriously, and I've worked hard, and I will be running not only on my record, which I am very proud of, and including in Tucson with things like the A-10 and the road realignment so that we can build another runway at Tucson International, and also so Raytheon can expand their operations, and many other, a mine in Superior that'll over time provide 25% of the nation's copper supply. To what I will do to make this nation safer, as I said, we are facing challenges of a perversion of Islam, radical terrorism, that I believe that I am very well qualified to make this nation safer than it is today.
Getting back to Mr. Trump, he no longer questions your credentials as a war hero, but he's still hitting you pretty hard about handling veterans affairs. He said you're a nice man, but you've not been effective in taking care of Veterans Administration.
You know, I'm entertained by that, since it was recently brought out that Donald Trump gave more money to the Clintons than he did to veterans. But I guess, you know, they say another one of those things, the record speaks for itself. I've been honored by every veterans organization in America with their highest honor for my work on behalf of the veterans, including the latest veterans reform bill, which I wrote with Senator Bernie Sanders, which gave us the choice card, to the Clay Hunt Suicide Prevention Act, which is designed to address this terrible issue of 8,000 veterans a year who are committing suicide, and for which I've been recognized by every veterans organization in America, and I could go through the long list of awards that I've received from them. So all I can say is you can take Mr. Trump's word for that, or you can take the word of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the American Legion, Disabled American Veterans, the Concerned Veterans of America, the list goes on and on. I guess Mr. Trump can say anything he wants to, but my record is extremely clear, and I'm most proud of the incredible support I've received from our veterans.
Can you think of any time in your political career where you have ever seen anything like this with Trump? I've been around a while, as you know, nearly 50 years in the news business. I've never seen anything like this, where there was such a loyal group of supporters that virtually the candidate could say or do anything and they will not. In fact, it could actually help their support and does bolster their support. Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, and I'll give you another example. You know, I won New Hampshire twice, and most experts would agree it's because I outworked my opponents. Literally hundreds of town hall meetings, as many as five or six in a day, getting to know the voters there. That's the only way that all of us believe that you could win in New Hampshire. Well, John Kasich had 100 and some town hall meetings, and obviously Mr. Trump had very few, but he had large gatherings, and so he turned that conventional wisdom on its head too. So no, I've never seen anything like it.
Let's go to our live line. Sean has called us at 790-2040. Hello, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
How you doing, Senator McCain? Bill, thanks for taking my call. Sean McCluskey. As a veteran myself, I'm having issues at the VA, and I would like to know what you're going to do for the end user, because 30-day wait times to get appointments disappearing, and voicemails disappearing, and veterans not getting help. I would like to invite you to come with me as an end user and walk through on an appointment and see absolutely how horrific it is. For me, I'm able-bodied, but for the veterans of the older wars, they're not so able-bodied, and they can't wait to get their service.
Okay.
I've done that on many occasions. Thanks, Sean. I'm a frequent visitor both here at Walter Reed as well as back in Arizona. But the important point is that we were able to get the Veterans Choice Card. I was not able to get it completely, but if you live outside 40 miles, if you wait a period of time, then you can have a card, which, by the way, the VA has not been really helpful in implementing, but you can have a card and you can go to the healthcare provider of your choice. Now, what I want to do, and I'm working with the Veterans Affairs Committee on this, is make the choice card universal so that any veteran can have a choice as to whether they want to go to the VA, which does great work on things like PTSD and traumatic brain injury and others, or go to the healthcare provider of their choice. I think that will relieve it. Sean, I handle, right now there's 500 cases I'm handling of veterans from all over America. I have five staffers who do nothing but help veterans. I could show you a stack of letters and phone calls that I've received from veterans over the years by the thousands for helping them, whether it be getting the medals that they had never received to getting the care that they received. And again, that's why I've been honored by every veterans organization in America, and I'm proud of my record, and I thank you for that.
All right, we're going to take a break right here, our first break of the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. Senator, please stick around. We'll do
sure.
another segment with you. But right now, we take a pause and listen to the fine support. These are people that have stepped up to really support our work here in Tucson. Be right back.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice, a very powerful station with a great reach, almost all the way up to Phoenix, all the way over to New Mexico, and down to the border, and of course live streaming anywhere in the world, KVOI.com, and at my website, BuckmasterShow.com. U.S. Senator John McCain with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. Senator, President Obama says he's just outraged that you and your colleagues in the Senate will not be considering the president's Supreme Court nominee that he will be apparently sending up in a couple of weeks, maybe days.
Well, he sent something over which was not a plan. It was some fact sheets with some amorphous ideas. The president is actually just acting in a blatant political fashion, as he has in the past. There's no plan. I've asked him for 6.5 years for a plan, and they've never a real plan. They have no provision as to what to do with terrorists who are captured in the future. They have not designated a place to keep them. They have not designated under what authority. It's basically just sort of a nothing burger that they sent over, and of course it is met with derision, not only by people like me, but also publications such as the Washington Post and others that have ridiculed this non-existent plan that the president finally acted on. And I'll tell you what I'm most worried about, Bill, is that the president will try to act by executive order in total violation of the bill that I, as chairman, got passed, which prohibits these transfers until there is a concrete plan, and it prohibits funding for this movement. The question, of course, is what do you do with terrorists? And there is no plan for that whatsoever. By the way, if there's anybody who has a veterans issue, please call my office there in Tucson, which is 520-670-6334. And we'll be glad to try to help, as we have helped thousands and thousands of veterans, of which I am most proud. And by the way, I never gave any money to the Clintons.
Okay. Speaking of veterans issues, we have a couple of callers. One of them, sure, I know specifically wants to get back into that. Ingrid, you're with Senator John McCain. Go ahead, Ingrid.
First of all, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Regarding dishonorably or other than honorably discharged veterans, a previous guest of the Bill Buckmaster Show, a retired military of high rank, said that these individuals do not receive, their benefits are gone, including their medical benefits. And I called in and objected, and I said I think that those benefits should be retained. They did provide service, and often people experience ill health effects, shall we say, when they serve. The other punishments should probably stay, but the medical benefits should remain for these ex-military people.
Okay.
What do you know about that, and how do you feel? I'll hang up and listen. Thank
well,
you.
Very very quickly, if someone commits a crime and the crime is serious enough to be sent to prison, then I don't think taxpayers should be paying for them. I think they have forfeited that when they have committed crimes that they have convicted, have been convicted for. Now, if someone has a special case or if there's exceptions to that, then I would be glad to consider that. I would be glad to consider a lot of things. But if someone commits a felony crime which causes them to be incarcerated, then I honor their service, but they forfeit, in my view, their payments by the taxpayers of America.
And that was General John Wickham, who is usually mm-hmm. our guest once a month here on the program.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Who was talking about that Ingrid was referring to. I just wanted to clear that mm-hmm. up. Let's go to Bren. Bren has been waiting quite a bit, wants to know about you campaigning in Tucson. Go ahead, Bren.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bren. All right. I think, Bren, I don't know if you're there. Bren, can you hear us? He may have his radio on. But anyway, he was wondering, are you going to be doing a lot of campaigning in Tucson? That was the question, Senator.
I'm down in Tucson with great regularity and frequency, and I always love to be back down. And I am, again, with frequency, whether I'm campaigning or not campaigning. I go to a lot of events, and I've been involved with a lot of the many issues that affect Tucson and Pima County. I mentioned the A-10 being kept at Tucson. I mentioned the road realignment. I mentioned getting Raytheon the additional funding for capabilities that they're providing the military in these most dangerous times. I'll be glad to go through a long list, including support for the University of Arizona, which has still got one of the great basketball teams that we have, and I am looking forward to going to the Final Four with them.
Let's hope so. Let's go back now to the live line. Matthew has a question for us about the Cherry Bell, our main postal service office here. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yes, Senator, thank you for your service. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of things that can't be discussed with the president, and postal reform has always been at the bottom of all the priorities. Given this, you know, opening where there's really not a lot that's going to be passed, it's probably the one thing that you and the congressional members are interested in and maybe trying to resolve during this quiet time and work something out with the president. Is any chance postal reform will help save Cherry Bell Post Office? And that's it. Thank you for your service. Bye.
Yeah, we've been working on that, as you well know, and you have too, for a couple of years now. We continue to fight it. We'll continue to keep up the struggle. I have to tell you, it's my job to tell you things you don't want to hear as well as hear. I'm not sure we're going to be able to address that, to fix it, but we will continue to fight until it's closed, and I am very aware of its importance, particularly to many of our retirees.
But you wouldn't hold out a lot of hope, is what I'm hearing.
We've been fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting, and I can't say that we're going to win this. We've managed to delay it and delay it and delay it, but I have to be honest. I think it's going to be very difficult to keep it open.
All right. Let's talk about ISIS. Are we going to have to put troops on the ground? This is going to be an issue that's not going to go away. The next president, whoever he or she is going to have to deal with this.
Well, first of all, there's already been an attack on the United States of America. We have uncovered numerous plots of people who are trained and indoctrinated by ISIS who are attacking the United States of America. So we will have to either fight them there or we will fight them here. And what we need is in Iraq about 4,000 more American troops to provide training, to provide air support, maybe some Apache helicopters, etc., so they can retake Mosul and take on ISIS there. In Syria, I would say you're going to have to multinational force, Turks, Saudis, Sunni, other Sunni nations, UAE, and about 10,000 Americans to go into Raqqa. This is the first terrorist organization that has had a geographic base, and they are committing, they're metastasizing throughout the area. Now we see them in Libya, we even see them in Afghanistan, we see them other countries. In other words, we are not winning, we are losing. And there's a whole lot of things we have to do, but first we have to kill them. And if we don't kill them, then they're going to kill us. And then we have to work on all the things associated with better lives, to better democracy, rule of law, and all of those things. We are not winning. In Afghanistan, the incoming commander there testified that we are now starting to lose in Afghanistan. In Ukraine, Vladimir Putin continues his aggression there. Chinese just filled in islands and landed aircraft and put in anti-ship missile capability there. Everywhere in the world, there's a lack of American leadership, and it's going to take a lot of hard work by the next president of the United States, and I am very concerned about what's going to happen in the next year, because this president will not lead.
All right, let's see if we can squeeze one more call in and keep it a minute or two over. Greg has been waiting. Go ahead, Greg. Very quickly, Greg. Please, though, Greg.
Senator, I want to tell you, first off, I'm proud of you as our senator. Secondly, your opponent has been on the air here in Tucson, laying at your feet some of the sad things of folks coming back and committing suicide, vets who are, you know, so confused, and in her effort to try to, you know, cast aspersions on you, I scratch my head, and I understand she's desperate, and as we all know, she'll lose. But do you feel any sympathy for her, or do you just feel like disgusted at what she's trying to do to besmirch you?
That's kind of pathetic. It was the family of Clay Hunt, a young Marine, former Marine, who committed suicide. Their family and the concerned veterans of America came to me for the Clay Hunt Suicide Act to be, and it was passed unanimously by the Congress. It takes many measures to try to prevent this terrible situation of 8,000 veterans a year committing suicide. I think if you ask any of the veterans organizations, ranging from the VFW to the Concerned Veterans of America, there is no member of the Congress that has worked harder for veterans, and I'm very proud of my record. But look, you know, people do say things during political campaigns, and you just have to work hard and remind people of what you've done, but most importantly, show them what you can do for them and the state of Arizona in the future, and I'm confident that I can do that. But I also understand there's great unhappiness out there, and I have to work very, very hard, as I always have. Any politician who takes an election for granted is foolish, and I'm not foolish, but I'm proud of my record.
All right, Senator John McCain, thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks.
It's always good to be with you. Thanks again.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Senator John McCain with us on the Buckmaster Show, exactly 12:32 on our midweek edition. Dr. David Levy will be up next right after this.
Hi, Dr. Kevin Lehman for 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. You know, we've had the same technician at our house for 11 years, and he's wonderful. But you know what? What does that tell you about the company? It tells you it's a great company who treats their people right. And they treat us customers great. I wouldn't use anybody. Truly, truly, listen to me. But 5-Star Termite and Pest Control.
We're 5-Star Pest Control, and we know what bugs you.
The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year RTA plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region safer and more accessible. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We bring you national stories ignored by the mainstream media. Sources include the Washington Times News Service, Personal Liberty Digest, the National Center for Policy Analysis, the Washington Free Beacon, and the Heartland Institute. It is national news coverage from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Thursday, a newsmaker interview with Tucson City Councilman Steve Kasachek. Plus, whatever happened to the El Nino weather-related winter storms? That's Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, with live streaming podcasts and our show archive at buckmastershow.com. The Buckmaster Show, 12:36 on our midweek edition, brought to you by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Makes a great getaway, only 3 hours east of Tucson to the mile-high elevation city of Silver City. Great places to stay like Bear Mountain Lodge, many things to do like, well, checking out the art scene in historic Silver City, going hiking in the Gila National Wilderness. Some great birding is going on this time of year. A lot of migrating birds in southwestern New Mexico. You can find out about the many things to do and the great places to stay by going to their website, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, at southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now Dr. David Levy. Once a month, we are honored to have Dr. Levy, the contributor on science to the Buckmaster Show. He's the former science editor of Parade Magazine, now head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. He's one of the most successful comet discoverers in history, with 23 comets, including his co-discovery of the spectacular Shoemaker-Levy 9 comet. David Levy with us now. Dr. Levy, I presume.
Do I have the honor of speaking to the award-winning Bill Buckmaster?
You do,
not
indeed.
Not just ordinary Bill Buckmaster, but the award-winning Bill Buckmaster?
The award-winning Bill Buckmaster. Whoa, right,
this is great.
Hey, David, how's it going with your search for that elusive 24 comets?
Not that well, actually. As I get older, you know, it gets a little harder to get up before dawn every morning. I do it sometimes. Mm-hmm. I did this morning, and I woke up to the biggest wind blast I've seen in a long time, or felt in a long time, and a cactus tree fell on top of me, and my head fell off, but it's glued on with scotch tape right now so I could do the interview.
Well, as I posted on Facebook about an hour ago, I posted east wind equals migraine maker. It is a headache maker. I hate those east winds.
Well, I've got a bad east wind right now. It's horrible.
Oh, it's horrible.
Wow.
And not many meteor showers to speak of as well.
Well, right now we're in the loose time for meteors. If you go out and you see a meteor, you got to click your heel and record it as a star session, because meteors are rare and coming these days, Bill.
Hey, this whole thing with the gravitational waves, a lot of people saying that, hey, Einstein was right.
Well, a lot of people might be saying, hey, Einstein was right. If Einstein were living today, Bill, do you think he'd be running for president?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if he had the personality for it.
Well, just yesterday I was angry enough that I looked up on the web political views of Albert Einstein.
Uh-huh.
And I know this isn't on our list of things to discuss today, but I just looked that up yesterday, and he actually wasn't afraid to speak his mind politically.
Hmm.
But no, I don't think he would have wanted to run for president, but it certainly increases the respect I have. Anyway, what we did want to discuss was that a century ago in his general theory of relativity, he actually predicted that gravity, when huge gravitational fields are present, they can actually produce waves, kind of like water waves.
Mm-hmm.
And like when two black holes merge to become one black hole, you would get gravitational waves.
Yeah.
And but you'd never be able to detect those, so forget it. It's all, you know, it's all theoretical.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've detected them. That's the big thing.
Let's go to the live line. Philip has been waiting patiently to speak with Dr. David Levy. Go ahead, Philip.
Yes, well, it's an honor to talk to him.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what the latest explanation for the mysterious lights on the asteroid Ceres is?
The mysterious... Could you repeat that again, please? The
mysterious lights, I believe, Philip.
On the asteroid Ceres?
On the asteroid
Ceres. Oh, asteroid Ceres. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. That's a good question. That has been imaged by the Dawn spacecraft, and has recorded not so much a light, but a mysterious glow, which seems to be a shadow effect.
Oh, okay.
That it has been something. But you're reading the news pretty carefully, but I believe that's what it's turned out to be. It's kind of a shadow effect. I was reading about it as well, and I was getting all excited. You know, maybe someone built a house there. But it turns out it's just an effect of some kind of a light and shadow.
David, how is your National Sharing the Sky Foundation going?
It's going extremely well, actually. Under Wendy's leadership, we're actually encouraging a lot of young people, especially, to get excited about the night sky. And this is something that we're doing. I'm still going out giving lectures. We're going to have our Adirondack Astronomy Retreat this summer. And we have our monthly star party at the Vail School District at Corona Foothills Middle School.
When is that?
It's every month, and our next one is I'm not sure when our next one is. Might be able to get it while we're on the air, but right now I don't have the date for the next one.
Okay. How about
the third, April the 3rd.
April 3rd.
March
the 3rd. Okay,
that'll
yeah.
That'll be it, March the 3rd. See, you ask, and we have the information.
There you go. It's a monthly event. Okay, and speaking of monthly, the monthly quote of the month from Dr. David Levy.
The quote of the month this time is from Hamlet.
Okay.
And right at the beginning of Hamlet, Bernardo comes up and he says, last night of all, because he's talking about seeing what he thinks is the ghost of the dead king of Denmark. He says, last night of all, when yon same star that's westward from the pole has made his course to illumine that part of heaven where it now burns, Marcellus and myself, the bell then beating one, And Marcellus interrupts and says, "Peace, break thee off. Look where it comes again." And they see the ghost because they're looking up and they're seeing that yon star that's brightening that part of heaven. And I believe, and other people too believe, that the star he's referring to refers to the great supernova of 1572, which Shakespeare saw when he was about 8 years old.
Hmm. That's the supernova, and I think that was part of your thesis, wasn't it?
It certainly was, Bill. It was part of the thesis, but the evidence that I came up with was pretty obvious. I mean, what fairly intelligent family, and Shakespeare's father, was very intelligent. How could he not show his son the wonderful exploding star, the new star that was in the sky, brighter than the planet Venus?
Wow.
He wouldn't have missed that.
Nope, that would have been a once-in-a-lifetime thing to see. David, we're going to have to run. Thank you very much for your support.
Okay, we'll see you next month then.
Thank you, David Levy. Dr. David Levy, the famous comet discoverer. Always fun to have David on the program. 1244 now on the Buckmaster Show. Coming up next, Ages and Stages. They've got their big expo on Friday. We'll hear about that after this.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with 2 separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover 2 of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions work together to deliver regional transportation improvements that are funded by the RTA's 20-year plan. So far, more than 700 transportation improvements have been completed, like enhanced transit services, new bike lanes and sidewalks, expanded roadways, and new traffic signal technologies. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 12:49 on this very windy, some might say blustery, Wednesday. East wind, do not like them. Usually present migraine headaches when I see that heavy east wind kicking up. But hey, it'd be a good day certainly coming up after the wind dies down to do some gardening. And the place to go is Green Things. They're just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Our newest sponsor here on the Buckmaster Show. Easy to access, 3384. You can get there now. The new entrance really right off of River Road. Find out about all of the things they have to offer on their website, greenthingsaz.com, and they have a lot of plants, 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. So if you can't find it there, I doubt you'll be able to find it anywhere here in Southern Arizona. Coming up this Friday, the Ages and Stages Expo. About 100 vendors in one place. And with me in studio, two ladies who are going to tell us about their involvement with Ages and Stages. We have the Queen Ambassador of the Red Hat Society, Marilyn Cressy is with us. Marilyn, how are you?
I'm fine, Bill. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for coming along. And of course, I knew you would have your red hat on.
Absolutely.
Of course. And Kimberly Hodel?
Hodel
is with us, and she's Director of Development at the Pima Council on Aging. Kimberly, tell me a little bit about Ages and Stages. This is the fifth year?
Yes, it's the fifth year. We are really excited about this year's event. It like you said, it's Friday. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Tucson Convention Center. We will have exhibitors. We will have live entertainment. We will have cooking demonstrations, activity demonstrations, and also educational sessions.
Well, I'm going through this list. I cannot believe the variety, Marilyn, that will be there. Yeah, tell us a little bit briefly about your involvement with the Red Hat Society and how it has been dovetailing with this event.
It dovetails really, really well with this event because it has to do with ladies, just women organization. And 50 and above, we wear red hats and purple tops. Or purple on the shoulders, red on
why,
the head.
Why red hats?
Well, in 1998, Sue Ellen, our founder, came to Tucson, and she found a red hat. And she thought she would take it home to her friend for her birthday, her 50-ish birthday. So she did that, and they went out and about, and the other friends got red hats and purple clothing, and they went out to tea, and all of a sudden everybody wanted to know, what are you ladies doing? You're having so much fun. So they says, well, we're the Red Hat Society. Mm-hmm. And it has grown from there, and we're in over 30 countries now.
Wow.
Plus over 70,000 ladies. Mm-hmm. Members of the Red Hat Society.
And you were the top Red Hatter in 2014.
Right. I was Hatter of the Year.
Hatter of the Year. There you go. In fact, I even have you brought me a little gift here. It's a little coffee cup that's got your picture. It says Hatter 2014 of the Year. There you are, a big smile and your red hat. That's very cool.
I didn't want you to forget me, Bill.
Kimberly, how about health issues for folks who are aging? They have some of those concerns that can be addressed at this event coming up?
Yeah, most of our, we do have a healthy living zone, which has different health companies inside that zone where they can ask a myriad of questions to those vendors. We also have educational seminars. So we have CareMore coming, and one of their regional doctors is going to be speaking on heart health. We also have Mercy Care, who is an insurance plan that talks about the continuum of care. And then we will also have our new regional behavioral authority, Simpatico, talking about their programs.
And you've kind of organized this event in different zones.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit about that, please.
Yeah, so we have a healthy lifestyle zone, which Tucson Electric Power is our sponsor of, and all those booths in that zone will have some kind of affiliation with healthy lifestyles, health, medical. We also have the Care More Lifestyle Zone, which has a bunch of different lifestyle opportunities. We have retirement communities. We have the Red Hatters.
Mm-hmm, of course.
and different, and the Arizona Daily Star has been a great partner, and they'll be there. And inside that zone, we will have our cooking demonstrations and our activity floor.
And this is at the Tucson Convention Center.
Correct.
And it gets underway at 9 o'clock and goes till 3, and it is this Friday. And here's a good one for you. It's free.
It's free to attend, and there's free parking in Lot B. So you will not have to pay to park. It's a great thing that we're able to offer this year. We will be in the Grand Ballroom, which is upstairs, and an easy walk right in from Lot B.
How about Red Hatters? How does someone get involved with that, Marilyn?
Well, first of all, you come to see me at the booth.
Okay.
And I can sign you up as a member. It's only $20 a year to mm-hmm. be a member. And it's $39 if you want to be a queen and have your own chapter. And our main goal is fun, friendship, freedom, fulfillment, and fitness.
Mm-hmm.
So we tie right in with the lifestyle portion of the ages and stages, and as well as life itself. But it's a women's organization. It's a social organization. And it's a safe place for women to come and congregate and meet their sisters. And it's just play.
Yeah,
just
monthly,
want to share the
monthly events or monthly meetings? Or
Some chapters only meet once a month. Uh-huh. I happen to meet three times a month.
Three times? Well, you're really ready for fun three times a month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I could manage.
And different places you meet at different homes? Or?
We meet in different restaurants.
Okay.
We meet at different venues. We've been at the zoo. We've been at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum, which is both mm-hmm. of those are both really part of my heart. And we've been... And then we go to various restaurants around town.
That's
We're
great.
Going to be having, my birthday jubilee, my 80th jubilee, is going to be out at Star Pass in January.
Did you say 80?
I said 80.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I can't either.
No, you really look fantastic. You really
Thank
do.
You.
I
That's
can't believe you're going to be
thankful
80.
For the magic in the red hat.
Yeah. Getting back this, Kimberly, this list of exhibitors is very impressive. I see one of my fine sponsors is going to be there, Better Business Bureau. I'm sure they'll be.
They will.
That's a really important one for older people, really for any people these days with all the scammers that are out there. So I'm sure my friends at BBB in their exhibit area will be having some very good information about what to avoid with these scammers.
Absolutely. They will be there last year. Their booth was one of our best booths, as was Maryland's.
Mm-hmm.
We have a judging contest on booths that happens early in the morning, and then they're awarded a ribbon later. And those are our favorite booths for you to visit and see all the cool things that they have.
Are there some legal issues that can be addressed, too? Are there some areas of people who can provide legal help?
There are. In the Casa de los Luz Hospice Money and Legal Zone, we will have several elder attorneys there that can answer questions and help direct you in the right areas.
Pima Council on Aging, for folks who don't know, this is an organization that's been around a long time here in Tucson, I think the 1960s, 1967, and has become really one of the exemplary aging organizations helping advocates for older people in the United States.
It is. We were actually the first one in the state of Arizona, the first area aging agency, and we really take our job seriously, and we want to help older adults live independently and safe in our community.
And I think isolation is a difficult, well, it's a subject, Marilyn, that many older people, they just don't feel, perhaps loved ones are out of town. I know you deal with this all the time, and that's one of the places that Red Hat can really help, can't it?
Yes, it can. Very, very definitely. We've seen widows come in who've done nothing but sit in their chairs and watch TV, and we get them involved, and pretty soon their kids wonder where they are because they're out and active and they're so busy and they're so much happier. And then they're not dependent upon their children for their activities and for their entertainment. So the Red Hats have really, really been a big, big help to those ladies.
Okay, and you will be, the Red Hats will be out there. And is there, if folks do not get there, is there a website that you'd like to give us
about Red Hats? Yes, it's www.redhatsociety.com. Okay. And you can go on the website and find out even more. And it also, tell them Marilyn sent you.
I will. And then Kimberly, your website, just go to the PCOA.org with it.
Yep. And you can find all the information. It's right on the front. It has the event schedule, the exhibitor map, and all of our exhibitors that will be there.
Kimberly and Marilyn, thank you both very much.
Thank you, Bill. And remember, there's magic in the hat.
There is. I love your hat. All right. This afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. We do 4 hours of local talk from 6 to 10 in the morning. I'm back at 12:04 with the Buckmaster Show. Tomorrow, we speak with Tucson City Councilman Steve Kasachek. That's coming up tomorrow on Buckmaster at 12:04. So, on behalf of producer and engineer Ray Allen, who will be back at 4 with Mike Shaw, Ray and I hope you have a great afternoon and evening.